Trevino and Hinojosa highlight workforce access and court barriers at Second Chance event. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, Alberto Trevino III, Commissioner representing labor at the Texas Workforce Commission, and Hidalgo County Clerk Laura Hinojosa addressed workforce access and systemic barriers during the event, Rebuilding Futures, Advancing Second Chances Through Policy, Partnership, and Purpose, held April 28, 2026, at the McAllen Convention Center Ballroom. Trevino, who serves as the labor representative for the Texas Workforce Commission, delivered remarks through a recorded message focused on employment pathways for individuals impacted by the justice system. He said, "People deserve a second chance, and work is often the path to it." He emphasized the role of workforce programs in connecting individuals to employment and training opportunities. Trevino outlined services provided through workforce offices, including job search assistance, career coaching, and skills training aligned with industry demand. "We invest in skills through short-term training, certifications, and apprenticeships, because skills open doors," he said. He also noted that the agency works to address barriers such as transportation and childcare. He stressed employers' role in expanding opportunities. "Second chances only work if employers are part of the solution," Trevino said. He cited programs such as the Work Opportunity Tax Credit and the Federal Bonding Program as tools to encourage hiring. He added that employers who participate often gain dedicated, reliable workers who are committed to proving themselves. Hinojosa spoke during a panel discussion focused on court systems and access to information. She said individuals often face challenges navigating the legal system due to a lack of awareness. "A lot of times, the education just isn't there. People don't know where to go to get the help," she said. She described efforts within her office to provide accessible resources and improve customer service. "As clerks, we're here to serve you as public servants. We're here to help and to serve you," Hinojosa said, emphasizing the importance of empathy when working with the public. "We don't know people's stories, we don't know what happened." Hinojosa also addressed how public records can affect employment and housing opportunities. She explained that background information must be disclosed unless sealed by a court order. "Unless it's been sealed by the order of a court, we have to tell them what those felony actions are," she said, describing the limitations faced by her office. She noted that these barriers can affect multiple aspects of daily life. "You can't find a job, you can't have a roof over your head," Hinojosa said, referring to challenges individuals may encounter after a conviction. She suggested that discussions among local and state officials could lead to solutions, including potential programs to address fines or fees. The event brought together policymakers, educators, and community leaders to examine strategies to reduce barriers and expand opportunities for individuals impacted by the justice system. Both speakers focused on access to employment, information, and support systems as key components in helping individuals rebuild their lives. See related stories. Pastor Milton Gonzalez calls for second chances at Rebuilding Futures event. Rebuilding Futures event highlights personal stories and policy gaps in second chance efforts. Cantu and Palacios outline employment and education strategies for justice-impacted individuals. Hinojosa and Solis emphasize education and policy in second-chance efforts.